My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, Friday. Stretch run is here. We're Grant and Danny getting ready to say goodbye for the weekend in about 14 minutes. That's when Charlie and Dave stop by with pregame and eventually Nats baseball first pitch tonight at 6:45. Still, a few things I wanted to hit, including, I know I'm way more into this than most people, but I want to see if this interests you in any way, Danny. Have you been following the Tom Brady situation?
Yes.
So Brady is scheduled to make his debut as an analyst in the booth with Kevin Burkhardt for Fox Sports on Sunday in the Cowboys-Browns game a week from this weekend. Week one, he'll be there, 4 o'clock game, Cowboys-Browns. It's going to happen. It's not like it's in peril. But here's where we're at on this. Tom Brady's also in the middle of a buying process as a minority owner for the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I find that weird because I don't get why Las Vegas, what his relationship is with the Raiders or with Mark Davis. I don't know how that came about. Why not the Patriots with Kraft? I don't get it. But he's trying to buy in on, and he's going to be a minority owner with the Las Vegas Raiders. I've said all along, I kept raising my hand and going, hey, why is Tom Brady going to be both a minority owner and a broadcaster, and why is that okay? It seems weird to me that someone who has an ownership stake in a team is going to be broadcasting for the sport, and that means getting unbelievable access on the A-team for Fox to every other team. You're sitting down with GMs and head coaches and players, and you're getting intel. Now, you might tell me, well, he's not going to do any Raiders games, which I don't know if that's true or that's not true. But even still, is he going to do no Chiefs games? Is he going to do no Broncos games? The whole thing is very, very strange to me. And we had this situation come up occasionally over the years in other sports where someone just buys in on a team or has some type of stake in the process and still were involved in broadcasting. I've always thought it was silly. I've never thought it should be allowed. And with Brady, I couldn't believe more people didn't see this as a collision course between his two business ventures. Well, it came to a head this week. Mike Florio's been talking about this a lot. Mm-hmm. He's been writing about it, including today at Pro Football Talk. And it is now something the league has commented on. And they, and I'm going to paraphrase what they said, but they basically came out and made it clear, we don't want him to do both.
Yeah.
We don't have any interest in a minority owner broadcasting games. And they're actually going to make it a giant pain in the butt for him to do his job well. They're going to limit him to the access he gets with teams. They're going to put restrictions on the meetings he can sit in on, the access before games he gets, which is going to make him a worse broadcaster, number one. But number two, it's going to make the broadcast itself a more complicated process if it's just him and Kevin Burkhardt. He can't do all the stuff that all the other analysts we see all over the country doing. And to me, if I'm Tom Brady, I'm going, I got to pick one or the other. I can either be a minority owner of the Raiders, or I could go make my $375 million as a broadcaster, which is what I would choose. And the minority ownership thing can wait. How do you think this ends?
I think it ends with everyone kind of forgetting about it and Brady doing what he wants. Because I think the lines have already been so blurred and smushed and smudged, and nobody really cares anymore. They should.
The league acted like they cared.
You're
with what they said.
The league, that's the strongest we've heard in terms of a condemnation, but I think it sort of just kind of goes away quietly. There'll be a couple of people that raise their hand and go, hey, are we sure this is fine? I mean, Major League Baseball had, broadcasters doing games that had, that were paid consultants for teams and the minority owners for teams. It's been happening forever. People don't care. As soon as we cross the threshold of teams handling their own broadcasts, which, by the way, seems to be the very near future, It's the cat's out of the bag, so to speak.
The league is effectively boxing Brady in, forcing him to make a choice between his massive current paycheck or the potential cachet of being a minority owner for an NFL team. ESPN was the first to report that Brady won't be allowed to watch another team's practices, sit in production meetings with the coaching staff, or in-person or virtual calls about the game. He's going to get to do almost none of the legwork and prep that you have to do to be good at that job. So to me, and this is what I would do if I was a Fox executive, I'd go to Brady and I'd say, listen, man, we made it's 10 and 375, right?
That sounds right, yeah.
We made a $300 million commitment to you. We need you to be great at this. And for the record, it seems like he's been working his butt off and preparing, and he and Burkhardt are doing these mock games all over the country. It really does seem like he's taking this seriously. He posted a video on YouTube, I think it was yesterday, about all the prep that he's putting into his first game and how he's going about studying the video. I think he could be great at this. I really do. But not if you're not able to talk to coaches, talk to executives, talk to players, be at practices. There's only so much that Kevin Burkhardt, his play-by-play guy, should be expected to do as an intermediary between you and the process that everyone's supposed to have. So one thing that Florio floated was, what about a three-man booth where you bring Greg Olsen back? Olsen can do all of that stuff and provide that perspective, having been around, and give you the, here's what the team thinks, here's why they like this guy takes. And then Brady gives the whole other perspective as the former Hall of Fame quarterback who watched a lot of film.
Interesting.
I think that's a really good solution. I just don't think Fox is going to do anything. I think they're going, people are going to watch. It's Burkhardt. It's Brady. We don't care about the quality of him not being able to get access to these teams. And I don't think the average person cares. I care a lot. It's my kind of nerdy thing that I love. But I just wonder who's going to be able to know that he didn't get that access. Like the league's
like
saying,
can he pull it off? Yeah.
The other owners, I guess, don't want him to. So maybe they'll make it a point to make sure he doesn't get the access. Like if you're doing the Commanders game in week two, and let's just say Josh Harris thinks it's ridiculous that a guy who is a part owner of the Raiders when this goes through is going to get the inside look at my team. I could dictate to my staff and my PR people, I don't want Tom Brady in our building. I don't want him sitting in on those meetings. I don't want him watching those Zooms. Maybe there are teams that'll go hard in the paint.
You could certainly see it. But I also think, again, I don't know how to say this in a different way, but once we stopped protesting, and protesting is the wrong word, but once we stopped raising a stink where, hey, this is a conflict of interest, and I think that happened years ago in a number of different cases, and you kind of got beat over the head with it, and then that was sort of it. I think Fox will ultimately say, because you bring up all very good points, and I would rubber stamp all those. But I think eventually they'll just sort of say, he's Tom Brady. And him not being able to talk to somebody would hamper the average broadcaster. It would hamper the average color guy. But that's Tom Brady. He'll outwork him, and he'll figure out a way to do it, to kind of put up with it. Because the name recognition matters maybe more than the actual content.
And I agree that the average listener right now, the average person, isn't going to notice or care. I just hate that precedent.
Agreed, 100%.
Number one, you can be an owner and a broadcaster, no problem. And also, you don't need to put in the work. If you played well in the league, who cares if you're going to go talk to the coaches and the players and the GMs and go to the Friday practice? It's just a slippery slope to the one, if I could be like sanctimonious, the one thing we still have that's just professional and done at a high level, and it's not two people screaming at each other or someone doing some terrible topic with a stupid chyron underneath, is the game broadcast. Can we please leave the game broadcast to be somewhat formal and done correctly the way Dad did it? We have to ruin everything. Rich Hill, how old are you, Danny?
45, as of Friday.
Rich Hill's 44. He pitched in a big league game last night.
It's unbelievable, dude.
20 consecutive seasons he's pitched in a big league game. He will be 45 years old in March. He's a few months younger than Danny Huhey pitched in the major leagues. The takeaway from this story is, make your children left-handed. If you have a son, make sure he's left-handed. Back to you, Danny.
Rubber stamp that as well. My you know, my former college teammate who was a big leaguer, Mike O'Connor, left-handed. Just, you know, just couldn't walk straight if he wanted to. Couldn't throw it straight if he wanted to. Was never like our number one, was never like the ace of the staff, but had the longest career of any of us by far. So yeah, make your kids left-handed.
Speaking of things you should do with your children, don't let them play any sport but basketball. Steph Curry, one-year deal, $62.6 million.
Okay. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Is that right?
1 year.
A 1 year deal.
$62.6 million extension. Obviously, NBA money, fully guaranteed.
Sure.
He's going to get every penny of that. You could play football, where you could get a 3-year deal for $60 million and really like 30 of it's guaranteed.
Yeah, but like, what's it do? What's do it signing?
Kind of guaranteed. Or you could just get $62 million over 1 year.
Just be the greatest shooter of all time. You can get that too.
NBA money's just so dumb.
So
that there's only a few guys on every team, and I know how it works. No one needs to explain the economics of it to me. God, it's such dumb money.
So here's to me where it's dumb money. The superstar where every kid wants to be you and they tune in. Steph Curry's worth that.
Oh,
LeBron James is worth that.
Yeah,
right?
He's worth it.
The dumb money is dude that like didn't start in Detroit for a 19-win team and signs in free agency for more money than like the second best wide receiver in the NFL. That's where it's dumb money to me. That's where I go, this league is out of control. That's what, like the superstar.
It's the $50 million for a Donald Foyle when he's averaging 2 points, two rebounds.
There it is. You know, the like.
It's the $39 million deal for Etan Thomas when he's averaging 3 points and six boards.
Yeah.
That's crazy money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much does Rui Hachimura make right
too
now?
Much.
Is he still on his rookie deal? No, I think he got paid. Right?
It's Andrew Nicholson for $16 million a year. It's Jan Mahimi for 4 years. That's the league. That's the stupid money of the league.
Rui has a 3-year deal. What do you think it's worth?
I'm gonna say $60 million.
You're close. Over $50 million. He makes $17 million per year. Rui Hachimura.
That's absurd.
I'm so sure.
Is he gonna play the whole time, or is he just gonna not play for a while, and no one's gonna ask questions about
it? Right. We did not talk about this today, but I would hate to sign off and not get to this. It's also gonna bring the room down.
Yeah.
This is the most tragic, terrible thing I've ever heard. From a sports standpoint, Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau, who's 30 years old, actually turned 31 this month, actually. But he died while riding his bike with his brother, who was a year younger than him. They were in New Jersey together riding bikes 2 days before their sister is getting married tomorrow. I don't know if the wedding's still on or not.
Can't imagine.
But they were out riding their bikes, having looked at the police report. A alleged drunk driver who had several beers was trying to pass a couple cars, sped around them, and sped back in front of the cars and ran into and over the Gaudreau boys, including Johnny Gaudreau, who plays for the Columbus Blue Jackets, who's one of the young stars in the NHL. He is married. He has two children that are almost 2 and less than 1 year old. And again, they were there to be groomsmen in the wedding of their sister, who is getting married tomorrow. Everything about this story is unspeakably
tragic. It's so horrible, man.
I don't have really anything else to say. I only bring it up because I think it would be absurd not to mention it on a sports show when this was the most jarring thing I've seen in a long, long time when I woke up this morning. All I could say is that I will be thinking about and praying about that family. I don't know how you put one foot in front of the other.
I don't either.
If you're the parents. I don't know how you, like, for his poor sister, who every wedding anniversary forever is this now. Like, the whole thing is just horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Two babies, a wife. It's just sickening.
It's so unspeakable.
Also, stop driving drunk. There's just no excuse. It's too easy to get a ride now. Why do people drive drunk still? It's angering almost. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Your convenience or your rush or your hurry, the two, you know, lives snatched like that. Just, it's unfathomable, man. It's so bad.
There is no good transition, but we do have to get you ready for Nats baseball. That is the gig. So let's do that in more insignificant matters in the grand scheme of things. The Nats starting lineup is presented by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Beyond Jake Irvin, leading off playing right field. Dylan Cruz batting second left field. The James Wood batting third. Juan Yepes, your DH, batting fourth first base. Andres Chaparro batting fifth. Jose Tena batting sixth at second base. Ildemar Vargas down to the seventh spot tonight. C.J. Abrams batting eighth. Catcher K.B.R. Ruiz and batting ninth. Jacob Young.
Nats weather report presented by Pepco. Storm season's here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed. Pepco.com/storm prep.
It's 74 degrees out here in southeast D.C. It's going to stay in the 70s throughout the rest of the night. It's going to be cloudy, but there should be no rain delays here tonight.
That, show meteorologist Darris Dameron, is what we need to hear. Let's get this game in sans issues. Want everyone to have a great weekend, safe weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Thank you so much for listening. For Dad Dameron and for Clary, Grant and Danny saying so long. Football is back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.